Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
There's a story out about some things that are overpriced and things we're willing to skimp on or we're willing to splurge on. And it's got us talking about hard and fast rules. Everybody's got some stuff, and it's usually based on some sort of childhood tragedy or something where you go, you know what? I could buy a generic this. I could buy the non-name brand, the off-brand that. But when it comes to blank, I'll never skimp.
There it is.
There's certain things that in life, and mine is stupid because mine is sushi.
No, actually, that's actually smart.
But it seems obvious, doesn't it?
Well, gas station sushi compared to strip mall sushi compared to sushi place.
Yeah. I watch people at like the convenience store laboring over. No, I had that one like the other day. It's really good. I'm like.
I know. And nothing against convenience stores or gas stations or truck stops, but.
But when you think, hey, I wonder who's got the finest chefs trained in Japan. You don't think, God, I almost said the name. You don't.
Right.
So I don't think mine really qualifies for what we're talking about. Like, what don't you skimp on?
I'm forced to, basically everything when it comes to my Audi, including gasoline, I am forced to have to buy a certain grade at a certain place. So I can never go cheap on gas.
God, that's what.
Yeah, same on tires. I have to always go with, yeah.
Do you want to admit the other problem you have?
I have a, what? What?
What wipes your butt?
Okay, the best that I could find. The best that money could buy.
Right.
You're right. I never, ever. Why would anyone?
Even when you're living paycheck to paycheck.
That's not
you
one.
You wouldn't buy the one ply crap.
I would steal the good stuff. I would steal the Charmin.
It's Charmin for you?
Yeah.
You feel there's a difference between Great Northern and Charmin?
You know what? I haven't used Great Northern in so long. I've been Charmin loyal, and it's got to be the bigger roll.
Oh, the huge roll?
Yeah, the fat roll.
Why, bud?
No, not because. Well, maybe.
Sometimes it's a disaster in there, Slacker.
I need more.
Those tiny little rolls. Do they do the paper towel math on? They don't do that on toilet paper yet, do they?
Not yet, but they're going to...
One roll equals 17!
And it makes zero sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah, and I won't skimp on paper towels either. I'm brand guy.
Which are you, Bounty?
It's the paper towel
Bounty
math.
Bounty or Brawny?
Which one's paper towel math? 8 equals 20.
I think that's Bounty.
Okay, I'm that one.
Yeah, Brawny just has the dude on the front.
Oh, no, I'm the other one.
You're the other one. According to the survey, 2,000 Americans, they were asked, what are the most overpriced things in the world? Top 20 things. We can bounce through a few of these. Concert tickets, for sure.
I haven't bought a concert.
For what you get.
Oh, yeah, nothing.
Well, I mean, it's a show. It's like,
I'm a mile away,
yeah.
And I'm standing with losers.
College tuition. Health insurance. This is a big one. Movie theater popcorn.
I haven't done either.
It is a ridiculous amount of money for something that they're not even like... They don't even pretend like it's gourmet. They have the same machine that theater had when
right.
your parents were going there.
You're right.
And it's just nasty, and it's been sitting there forever. And it's like, yeah, I'll just take a little thing. $8? You're like, no, I wanted the small. It's like, right. I'm like, you just lit old corn on fire. That's all you, like, no.
$8.
$8!
It's still going to be $8.
Oh, you want the bucket? $72! But you can keep coming back and get more. It's like, but I could never eat more because you gave me a...
The day old, and that's how we make our money here.
Everything at the movie theater concession wise is a ripoff.
It's yeah, but you know what? You can choose not to buy it.
I know, that's what I do. I sneak in my own.
You candy. All do. That's
not
stealing.
All of this.
That's stealing.
It's not stealing.
It
How's
is?
It stealing?
Because they're providing food for you. And
they're not providing
bringing...
it. They want to charge for it, and I bought it cheaper at Safeway. It's the truth.
I gotcha.
I mean,
everybody does.
But
it.
You know what I do? God. Okay. Wait. Hold on. We need you to start calling with the things you won't skip on, like bed sheets, detergent, 303-222-5423. Here's what I do. This is what I've done. I took a picture at the movie theater I go to a long time ago.
Okay.
And they really haven't changed their concession stand. So I will not buy a candy at the grocery store that they don't have.
Wait. So if they junior mints, if they have,
if they don't have junior mints, then I'm not bringing them in. And if they do have junior mints, I see what you're saying. I have to buy the same size package. So if somebody goes, wait a minute, did you see that? And I'm like, no, I bought it up there. Where did you? I'm like, kid bought it. What? Shut up.
Wow, because you have that picture of everything. Yes.
So my kids are always like, Dad, buy the Haribo gummies. I'm like, they don't sell those. I will not let them bring in a candy.
Dude, that's kind of smart.
So what they do always have is the Lifesaver gummy, like little Lifesaver gummy. So I'll let them buy those, but I won't let them buy.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of smart.
You're telling me. All right, so let's go through some of the things that you never skimp on. You never skimp on toilet paper.
Yeah.
Do you skimp on bed sheets?
Whatever is more is 500 Egyptian count is my number. What? Oh, I'm sorry. 3. The lower the number, the better the sheet.
It's the opposite.
Damn it.
I knew.
Thousand
tried to thread
count.
You're like, oh my God. And you threw in the word Egyptian to
yeah,
try
that's
to make
the
it
key.
Seem like,
it's
yeah,
the key.
Slugger, mine are just, they're this far away from actually having a silkworm. Weave a sheet over you as you sleep.
That's right.
Sort of what I buy. I buy a package of silkworms.
And they just do their
thing. And they just do their thing, and every night I have a new sheet.
That'd be cool.
And then every one of the ladies, before they grab a kitten on their way out, I'm like, take the sheet. I'll make another one tomorrow night.
Why do you remember my parting gifts to the ladies?
Because I know you have to do something.
Okay.
Detergent. I'm going to say this. I'll skimp on that.
You know what? I think I would. I'm so brand loyal to Tide, but I think I could. I could skimp
you
a
can.
Little. Yeah.
There's
is it
no
just
point.
As good? Smells just as good? Just
it really
as clean?
Is. Let me tell you one thing I will skimp on as well, and you know this, and you've made fun of me for it, but I don't care.
What?
Medicine. You like people who
this
say,
is your health.
Never skimp on. You got to buy real Advil. It's the same.
It's your body. It's your health.
Ibuprofen is ibuprofen.
Slagger.
Period. Oh, but this has Motrin on it. It doesn't make it any better.
Here's what we're always going to disagree on. I think your body deserves better. I think your health deserves better. So I'm always going to disagree with you on generic brand medicine.
I just want to clarify your statements.
You're better than that, Slacker.
You're judging me on buying store brand ibuprofen.
It's your health. It's your livelihood.
As you suck down a pack of Marlboro Reds every day, you're going to sit
what?
Here and go,
name
Slacker,
brand.
Your body is a temple. And you need to make sure that you don't put anything bad.
Uh-huh.
You smoke!
Name brand. I don't do generic. I go Top Shelf. It's
right.
For my health. I'm looking out for my lungs. If you go with the generic brand, you don't know what crap
you're
is
right.
getting in there.
God, I might get cancer slower if I do
see,
the other ones.
I might get it incorrectly or halfway.
I want the good
way.
Cancer.
Exactly.
How about candies? Like, when you look at different candies and stuff, that's one of the things that I like.
You skimp on for the kids?
I do.
You turned them on to the lowest level
yes.
of candy?
Yes, because there's other, like, you go to Hobby Lobby and in the front, they have all those, like...
The gauntlet of...
The off-brands.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you can go spend the money. It's like Little Debbie's versus Hostess.
No, I can't skip. No.
You can't?
No, it's got to be Hostess
what's
on that.
What's the difference? There, it's cake with some frosting.
You can taste
you
it.
You cannot.
Yep. I'll do a blind taste test on you, and you will pick them out every time.
I won't. I won't eat any of them.
Oh.
How about when it comes to your relations life?
No. Prophylactics?
Yes.
You know, top shelf.
Top
name
shelf.
Brand.
Name
yeah.
brand.
Yeah. I have the silkworms come in.
They come,
and they do. They side hustle. So yeah,
I have lambs outside.
Exactly.
All right. Enough of us talking. This is where you jump in.
Oh,
is there
yeah.
something you will skimp on or is there something you'll never skimp on? Carrie.
Yay, guys.
Yay.
I will never skimp on deodorant for me or my husband.
Okay.
Ever, ever.
Right.
What's your brand?
I prefer Degree, and he likes
Old Spice?
Old Spice, yes.
That's what I use.
Sorry.
Here's my thing. I've been using the Degree came out with this new one that says it's in a black, it looks like a little tuxedo. It's in a little black and white thing.
Oh, cool.
And it says no more white stains on your shirts and no more yellow. So if you're wearing a white shirt, it's not going to yellow stain it. And because your yellow stains are coming from your sweat. It's from the chemicals in the deodorant.
Yes.
So it's like no more white marks and no more yellow stains. So I put it on the other day and I walked into an appointment with a client and one of our salespeople came up and they're like, you might want to change shirts. You got deodorant all over it.
Get out.
And I was like, degree.
Yeah.
With your no more white marks.
They're supposed to be tough.
It said, it was all over it.
But if you would have skimped, then you would have had it worse a time. Probably.
The skimp stuff doesn't even have enough chemicals in it to leave a white mark.
Amen.
So that's why
I'm skinny.
Use the cheap stuff. Somebody once talked me into using really expensive stuff, that Tom stuff. It doesn't work either.
I have not heard of that.
It's like it's super organic or whatever.
Oh, the second you say green or organic, to me in my head is someone spent so much money to purposely make a product crappy. That's what.
That's Steve, everyone.
Well, that's just
he has a different Twitter handle than I do. So just don't send the hate to me. I didn't say that.
Okay.
By the way, Steve's taking his vacation to tour the big plastic pile out in the middle of the ocean. Where he likes to go.
They have deodorant.
It's my favorite place. Mariah.
Yay.
Never skimp on?
Pickles.
Oh, good call. Classics.
Store brand pickles.
You can't do it, no.
I'm sorry. I think the hamburger dills, I don't eat whole
ovals.
Pickles. I don't do the ovals. I like them to be the little rounds.
All right.
But so I think eating a whole dill pickle, you might be right. But eating the hamburger dills, I think the store brand and Vlasic are exactly the same.
But when you drink the juice, you can tell it's in the juice.
You are a disgusting human.
Yeah, that tastes way
different.
Yep.
How, in what way is it different?
Like, it just doesn't taste the same. The pickles taste like rubbery.
It tastes cheaper.
And the juice just tastes fake.
Yep.
No,
exactly.
Like, I'm telling you right now, if we blind taste tested you, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Oh, my Vlasic, I would, yeah.
Vlasic, now. Now we're dragging the name out, making it more French.
Flaca, when I'm having my Vlasic.
Yeah, it does sound more...
you try to make it cool, but you can skimp because the other brands are just as good.
Mm.
Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never skimp.
Hey. So something that I actually do skip on quite a bit is different foods at the grocery store, like breads and cheese and milk and stuff.
Okay.
I actually used to work for a food manufacturing plant here in town, and it's amazing how many... quote unquote brand names actually aren't made by them whatsoever.
Yes, you are right. There is that company.
So they're churning it out and they put the generic label on it or they put the big name brand label on it.
Yep.
Both. Yeah, they'll do both. Like say their name right, but like Tyson Chicken. Yeah, their chicken is the exact same chicken as the King Soopers brand. It all comes from the same facility.
Wow.
And like Sargento cheese
yes.
is actually made by a King Soopers dairy.
I knew it. Okay. I knew this was going on.
That's
yes.
That's weird. Somebody texted asking about dog food. How do you feel about dog food?
Okay, to the dog, they don't know any difference. The only person that knows is the human. But what's the difference between IAM's Top Shelf dog food? It's all made out of the same parts, right?
Sort of. But I will say like when your dog gets older. If you don't buy, like, I think they put more fillers in the off-brand ones.
Oh.
And so your dog, you'll notice a change in your dog's health. You, like, our vet, like, recommended switching Moj when he was still with us to the better brands, and he actually got better.
Oh, so
it's weird. The other ones are just, it's like when you're 22, you could eat fast food every day, and then you get a little older, and it's like, dude, you got to start working in a salad every once in a while. The off brands are a little more fast food, junk food. It does make... In my opinion, it does.
Okay, cool. That's cool. I always wondered that.
So don't skimp when they're older on the dog
food, nice.
In my opinion. Jessica?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, I never skimp.
I never skimp on tampons. I will never buy those gross little cardboard tampons ever in my life.
Amen.
I would, as Steve was saying with the prophylactics, anything... that goes inside of me.
Thank you.
I would. Yeah, that's not where I'm like, where's this made? I'll go. What's the cheapest route you could have gone?
I would splurge.
That's a never skimper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Jamie.
Yay.
Never skimp on.
Razors. My legs deserve the best.
Yeah, that's another good one.
I'm torn on this one.
Because they last longer, the better they are.
My thing is, what's with all those Dollar Shave Clubs and all those places popping up? I spend a ton of money, as a person who shaves his head and has a lot of hair, like Gillette is really, really expensive. And I've shaved with some of the off brands and it's...
Oh, you can't really tell, huh?
If you throw the Gillettes away as often as they tell you to, like, which is when the blue stripe starts to get a little janky, right, which for me, when you shave your whole head, is after one shave,
yeah,
you're spending $40 a week on razors, yeah, where you could spend $40 for 6 months through Dollar Shave Club.
I am so loyal, brand loyal to, I don't know if I could ever...
You should try it, I'm telling you.
Okay, I don't, yeah.
All right, we're going to move this conversation over to our Facebook page. What do you never, ever skimp on?
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.